Hey, friend, welcome back to another Friday Ask Megan episode. On Fridays, I am answering listener questions, and we've got a really good nutrition question today. Let's take a listen.
Hey, Megan, my question is in response to one of your recent Friday Ask You a Question podcast episodes about splurges. And I heard you say in the podcast that to maybe consider following a 90-10 rule when it comes to your meals. And so if I eat three meals a day, I'm figuring that about two of my meals per week might be a good starting point to try to change some body composition. But my question is, what is considered a splurge? Is the splurge the entire meal? Like I can have pizza for one meal, or is the splurge like, oh, I can have a slice of French toast with my scrambled egg and veggie breakfast or something like that? Do you know what I mean? So I'm just hoping that maybe you can help me figure out what exactly constitutes splurge in your opinion and how to incorporate that. Thanks.
Well, Corey, you might love my answer or you might hate it, but let's back up for a second. What is the 90-10 rule that Corey's talking about? Well, if you want to see significant changes in your body composition, it's really important that you follow the 90-10 rule, which means that 90% of the time you're eating foods that follow our healthy eating guidelines, and 10% of the time you're eating outside of that or eating splurges. So this means that if you are eating three meals a day, which is 21 meals over the course of the week, 10% of that would be about two meals or two splurges. This is also kind of why I really like to eat four meals a day, because it kind of bumps that up to three splurges over the course of the week. So put that in your hat and think about it. So 10% of the time means that it's really not that many splurges. Now, you might be thinking, last week I did a podcast episode on nutrition and getting you ready for summer and just dialing in your nutrition. And on that episode, I said, let's make sure that you're just having one splurge a day. Isn't that seven splurges over the course of the week? Well, yes. And that particular recommendation brings you from a place of eating so haphazard where you're eating multiple splurges every day and puts a few guardrails on it and a few boundaries and just heightens your awareness around your splurges so that you're eating just one splurge a day. I don't want you going from eating three, four, five splurges every single day to only two per week. That's going to feel extremely restrictive. And honestly, a lot of people see a lot of progress when they bring it down to just one splurge a day. Is that perfectly 90-10? Is that perfectly following that 90-10 rule? No, but it's probably better than what they were doing. Okay. So those are the kind of the things that I want you to think about when we go into what constitutes a splurge. It's really important to have that background information on how many splurges are we really looking for here. Now, back to your question, Corey, what constitutes a splurge? Well, a splurge is anything that falls outside of our healthy eating guidelines. So our healthy eating guidelines say, like, we want to make sure that you're drinking clear, calorie-free beverages. We want lots of lean protein, lots of fresh produce. If you're going to have starchier forms of carbohydrates, they need to be whole grain varieties, minimal processing, lots of a good balance of healthy fats. So that gives you a good idea of, like, okay, anything that's not that, so a beverage that has calories in it, something like an alcoholic beverage or soda or a coffee drink, that would be considered a splurge. Something that's really high in sugar, something that is packaged and processed, something that is really rich, something like a lasagna would be, in my mind, that would be a splurge. It's really high in cheese, processed carbohydrates from the noodles, doesn't have a lot of protein, doesn't have a lot of produce. So you also mentioned French toast, pizza. Yes, those two things are definitely splurges. Now, are you getting some nutrients from splurge items? Yes, your body can pull nutrients from everything you eat, but Is that food actually moving you in the direction of the goals that you have for your body? Is that food making you healthier? And that's kind of the question that has to run through my mind with a food item. Is this making me healthier or not? So if the answer is no, then most likely that item is a splurge. Now, here's the tricky part, and the part that you're probably not going to like. One splurge could be a handful of chocolate chips, or it could be a cheeseburger and fries and a milkshake. Splurges, it doesn't matter what size the splurge is. It's more about that one splurging opportunity. Because when you start ranking, well, this is a big one and this is a little one, what that does in your mind, it gives you permission to have a lot more of the little ones. And you start to lose control with all of those little ones. You could get to the end of the day and like really not consider your handfuls of chocolate chips that you've grabbed throughout the day, not a splurge. And you've made it to the end of the day and you're like, well, I really haven't splurged that much, where that could have been the equivalent of having a burger, fries, and a shake. And so I want you to see each splurge as this is an opportunity to ask yourself, is this my favorite thing? Do I have self-control with this thing that is not moving me in a healthy direction? And is there anything that I would rather have instead of this? We were at a Bible study dinner the other night and they had chocolate chip cookies, like warm chocolate chip cookies. And what was interesting, I was like, in my mind, I was like, oh, I'll just have one, like not a big deal. It's kind of a little one. I'll just grab one. I was like, wait a minute. Would I rather have something later when I get home? I know we have this other thing at home that I would actually rather have. It might be a little bit bigger. You know, a bowl of ice cream might have more calories in it than that one chocolate chip. But chances are having that one chocolate chip cookie might not have fully satisfied me because I still would have rather had the bowl of ice cream. So in that moment, being able to ask yourself, would I rather have something else? And having the self-control and the discipline to say, okay, yeah, I'm going to pass on this right now, knowing that my splurges are no longer out of control. I have control over these, and I am going to choose this other thing instead so that I know that I'm fully enjoying it. So it could be you're at Friday night and it's pizza night. You're like, I don't really like pizza. I know I have body composition goals and I want to make progress in my body and I want to try to get it pretty close to the 90-10 rule. I want to make sure that I'm eating on point 90% of the time. Do I really want to quote unquote waste one of my splurges on something I don't even enjoy? Or can I make myself a salad and throw some chicken in the oven and have something that I know is in the healthy category and instead have French toast with my kids tomorrow morning, which is what I would rather have. So I find that with splurges, it's helpful to always be thinking, what would I rather have? And if this is the thing I really want, let me hold out for that. And then over the course of the week, if we can make those decisions become very intentional and to the point where you're only having a couple of those each week, you're going to find that you enjoy those splurges more. You feel more in control in the moment, and you actually start making progress with your body, which is going to feel really good. Here's the big takeaway. I don't want you to feel restricted. I just want you to take where you are now, take stock of where your eating habits are now, and say, do I want to see body composition changes? Great. Okay, what do I need to do to eat better? What is one step better than where I'm at now? And that could be just one splurge a day. It could be bringing yourself into the 90-10 ratio. That could be the better. But I never want you to do it in a way that feels restrictive. And by asking yourself constantly, what would I rather have? What is my favorite splurge? Can I wait and not have this yet? Have something later? That will really help you in the moment to not feel restricted, okay? Because you know that a splurge you really enjoy is coming. All right, my friend, splurges. This is a tough one. This is a hard one. You're not going to solve it with one podcast episode. You're not going to solve it with one meal. This is going to be a lifelong skill acquiring task. Okay. I'm just hopefully that this is helpful for you today. All right, my friend, if you have a question, send it my way. Just go to vigeofit.com/ask and I will take care of you soon. And until next time, be strong.